Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The 2-2 pitch from Helsley. Here it comes, swing and a ground ball left side. It's handled by Arenado, played a second, and they got him, and the Cardinals win this one. A 5-3 victory over the Northsiders of Chicago. Ryan Helsley picks up the victory. Ivan Herrera off the bench for the Cardinals, gets the game winner, a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Cardinals win game two of the three-game series by a score of 5-3.
Wow, what a win. Cardinals get it, and Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol joins us now. His team is tied for first in the NL Central, and they take on the Cubs this afternoon at 1:15. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. How we doing, Tom?
Doing well. Ricky Horton with that call right there. Final out. Cardinals wrap it up. Ryan Helsley, his ERA plunges to 0.31. What a season he's having. He does walk two, but he strikes out two. Goes an inning and two-thirds, gives up a hit. Let me start with that right away. I have to say, because you told me on Sports on a Sunday morning, what was it, James, about 3 or 4 weeks ago when we talked about Helsley, and you said he's a one-inning pitcher. And now I'm seeing him go multiple, you know, more than three outs. And for that matter, Giovanni Gallegos was an inning and a third. Let's talk about the management of the bullpen and your thinking in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. In a perfect world, I would agree with you, Tom, that Helsley is more of a one-inning guy, that we'd like to use him that way and have him available more often. Because anytime we use him for more than three outs, he's not available the next day. Or up to this point, he hasn't been. Gio's a little bit more resilient in the sense that he can go one and third, one and two-thirds, and be available the following day. But when you look at not having Cabby on the, and he's on the IL, and certain guys starting to poke their head up and take it on bigger role than Thompson and Ovi, it's a matter of who gets that seventh inning when you have the lead. And Gio and Helsley both, I mean, have thrown once in the last 8 or 9 days. So you're looking at, if you want to secure that game, getting nine outs out of those two guys is probably the easiest play. But you are risking not having them available for the next day.
Gotcha. And Cabrera, officially what the Cardinals are saying is he's on the injured list, right?
That's correct. He's on the injured list, and that's all we can say up to this point.
Got it. TJ McFarland is on the COVID injured list. Zach Thompson, as you mentioned, available from the left side. You do have Packy Naughton available from the left side. Good explanation there on Gio and Helsley. I get that. I also get that you may have found a new middle reliever, and that's Johan Oviedo. I mean, we've seen him for a while now, but that was a spectacular performance by Ovi. It really was.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of maturing taking place in his preparation, as well as just the way he's handling himself on the mound. He's doing a really nice job. His last several outings have been really good. And he's someone moving forward with the example we just went through that we need to start trusting in that seventh inning and just seeing what we've got. Because that allows you, especially where you're at in the order, for Ovi to take an inning, Gio to take an inning, Helsley to take one, and all three be available the next day. I think we'd be having a different conversation, though, if we gave it up in the seventh and both Gio and Helsley didn't pitch yesterday. So can't have it all.
No, I get you. I was on a different radio station, an out-of-market station recently, and they asked me, why isn't Zach Thompson starting? And I said, well, you know, interesting question. I mean, they have a lefty that they're going to bring back eventually in Steven Matz, but they like Andre Pallante. And I'll tell you what, he looked pretty strong on Friday. Now, it was not easy, and he was throwing strikes, and they hit him. I mean, they definitely hit him, but he got himself through six innings and three runs, Ollie.
Yes, and that last inning of work there for him to be able to go out bottom part of the lineup with Hayward and that group, he did a nice job getting that sixth inning. He was efficient in that sixth inning, and it really helped our bullpen. But, yeah, for the most part, Andre's done a really nice job in that starting role. Gets a ton of ground balls, dominates with the fastball, curveball mix, and we kind of like what we've seen. So you can easily build a case for Thompson being in there, but the reality is his stuff ticks up out of the pen, and it's been really good to have that left-handed option outside of Cabbie, and now with no Cabbie to come in and get some left-handers out. So with Matt coming back, he'll have a rehab start here on Tuesday in Memphis. So we're inching back to having him, which is also a positive.
That's excellent. And yeah, exactly. And in fairness, that question from that station came just before the Cabbie announcement, so they didn't know about Cabrera at that point. But yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And then also Tuesday's Jordan Hicks, right? Are we going to get a little more Jordan Hicks in Memphis?
We are. Our goal is to have him throw back-to-back outings on Tuesday and Wednesday, see how he comes out of that. He's already thrown multiple innings. He did that. He threw two innings his last time out. So now we just want to check the boxes going back-to-back days and then reevaluate. And at some point here soon, we'll see him back in our bullpen.
How nice would that be? I call him the Ferrari. You get the Ferrari's been in the garage way too many times.
I hear you.
Yeah. And oddly enough, I actually saw him at the NASCAR race a few weeks ago. He was there.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was there just, you know, was here in town while you guys were out of town in Chicago just to kind of get some air and get out to an event and enjoy. So, you know, that goes along with my race car theory. And then you have Drew Verhagen, who I think has been solid for you, but you know, you wanted him to get outs, especially when your team is down. And as it turns out, he actually went on the IL. How is he doing?
He's doing okay. We'll have more information on him by tomorrow, but just mostly shoulder stiffness. We tried using him in a couple different roles prior to him going on the IL. And the reality is when you look at this guy's stuff and just his overall pitch quality and movement, he's got really good stuff. He's got swing and miss stuff, and it was not playing the way we thought it would. There's some things, adjustments that he'd like to make as well, but his last outing, a couple walks, more erratic than usual. He came in right after the game and said he was really feeling it in his upper shoulder and just stiff. So we're taking a look at it, and we'll have more information here shortly.
Oliver Marmol, Cardinals manager, is with us on KMOX. That's a lot of bullpen talk, but I appreciate it, and I wanted to definitely get into all that with you. And then the rotation. So Miles Michaelis did his thing yesterday. Outstanding. We mentioned Polante also going six. Eventually, you're going to get Jack Flaherty going six and maybe more. But so far, it's, you know, the two starts. The one, I know he said he had trouble just kind of getting his breath and calming down. The second one, how would you evaluate the three innings that he had in Milwaukee?
Yeah, just body just out of whack. Just couldn't sync anything up. Spoke with him right after that outing. He said, man, I was just having a really hard time syncing my body up. When that happens, velo's usually down a little bit. I don't have a feel for any of my pitches. That's exactly what it looked like. So wasn't his best outing, but at the same time, he's hoping to build off of that. He'll take the ball today, so we're excited to see what it looks like today.
Yeah, it should be fun to see Jack for the fans, no doubt about it. It'll be another big crowd, Cards Cubs. I was actually at the game Friday sitting behind you and to the left, and I like when Flaherty sits up on the railing before the game and faces the crowd and just sort of waves, you know, catches eyes of his fans. You know how he does that? He, you know, waves and just sort of takes in the scene. Today, he'll be ready to roll, I think. I just have a good feeling about Jack today. Your catcher today, who will that be?
Going to see Herrera behind the plate today.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a good situation that you're in right now, Kiz and Herrera?
Well, that's the thing. We're both of these guys are working hard defensively to improve a couple areas. They both block really well. They're both working on continuing to frame the ball and steal some strikes behind there, and they're working hard at it. And offensively, Kids have been in a tough spot. He's trying to make some adjustments, and he's changed some things with his swing to give himself a better shot. And it's hard to make adjustments at this level. It really is. And Herrera, he's going to get a shot today and kind of see what he's made of and capable of doing. A big RBI yesterday with that sac fly. So hopefully we can build off that momentum and get some knocks today.
Yeah, I was a jump out of your seat there for a second sack fly. I thought maybe he got all of that, but he's still looking for that first major league hit. He gets that RBI. I really like what you see so far from Ivan Herrera, and we'll see what happens today. In the meantime, the rest of your batting order yesterday, just you're getting contributions all over the place. Donovan with a big hit early. Yepes with a big hit late. Edmund, of course, doing his thing and finishing it off. Yeah. You are dealing with a pretty interesting and impressive mix of people right now. These young players are just moving right into the big leagues. It is not easy to do what they're doing.
It is not easy to do what they're doing at all. And this is not the lineup we thought we would have in May and June, I'll tell you that. But these guys are contributing at an extremely high level. The Donovans of the world and Yepes, and I mean, they're just coming in and doing a really nice job. And Gorman as well. But everybody's contributing. Yesterday, Arenado with three knocks with that double. So there's a lot going on right now. Our guys are taking quality at bats. Hendricks got us that first game. But overall, if you look at the last several weeks of work, offense is doing a nice job.
And defensively, remember how much question there was about Gorman and what would he be able to do defensively? Based on what I see, he's pretty solid. And then Yepes, you know, Yepes is going to learn it, and will continue to learn it. And I know he'll be okay eventually. But well, Gorman's pretty darn good at second base.
Gorman's done a really nice job at second base. I love the fact that he took a lot of that personal. As far as us being able to, if we made that move, we'd lose defense. He's come up here and he's laser focused on not only contributing offensively, but being a good defender for us. And he's made some plays that aren't average plays. These are big time, big league plays. And he's flashed the leather several times, but he's playing a nice second base, turns a good double play, footwork around the bag is improving. So we've been impressed with what we've seen up to this point.
And then finally, just this rivalry, I know that you've been at it as a bench coach, and you've been at it as a coach on the field. You've been involved in this rivalry for a long time, but this rivalry as a manager, what has this been like for you at Wrigley Field and now at Busch Stadium?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's one of the best ones in all of sports. I love preparing for any game, but just the environment here at Busch Stadium, even when we were at Wrigley, was a fun environment. You come here and you get your fans back home and they're excited about it. They're loud. It's this series is always a lot of fun.
Well, we'll see today how it turns out for you. Looking for a series win, and then the Marlins will be here for a three-game series beginning tomorrow. As always, we appreciate these visits very much. Thank you for it. All the best to you today.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom. Take care.
There's Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us on KMOX.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.